This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. I hope you had a tremendous week. I hope you had a good day. I hope you're having a good afternoon, a good evening, a good night. Wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing, thank you for being here. Please be safe over the weekend and have some fun, too, if you can. Or make some money. Do something productive, even if it's relaxing. Okay? I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer. Been holding it down the past 2 days, Chris Persian in New York City. Hey, we've had some news that came down the pipe last hour. Geno Smith has been traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Raiders in exchange for a third-round pick. Geno Smith is back with Pete Carroll. Earlier in the show, we talked about Kirk Cousins, another quarterback in the NFL. He met with the Falcons. He said he wanted to leave. He wanted to start. He didn't want to be a backup. The Falcons said, listen, man, we're going to do what's best for us, okay? Myles Garrett wanted to meet with the ownership group, the Haslams of the Cleveland Browns, to express the fact that he wants out. And, well, they told him, we don't even want to talk to you. Talk to the GM. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And we have so much more to do. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. This man covers all things Tennessee sports. I want to ask him about the Tennessee Titans because, I mean, the Tennessee Titans are cutting players. They got the number one pick. They might be trading the pick. The Tennessee Titans are, let's just say, they hold a lot of cards when it comes down to what takes place next month at the NFL draft. So we got a lot to get into. We have a lot to discuss. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We didn't even get into the LeBron James, Stephen A. Smith beef. We'll get into it. And Draymond Green said some dumb things as well. It's just a lot going on. I mean, damn it, there's so much going on in the NFL. Right before we went to break, we talked about Sam Darnold. And now that Geno Smith has been traded to Las Vegas, what does this mean for Sam Darnold? If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm competing with J.J. McCarthy. They took him 10th overall last year, the Minnesota Vikings did. Now, ultimately, you want him to be your franchise. Are you so sure that J.J. McCarthy is going to turn into a guy who throws 35 touchdowns a game like Sam Darnold did last year? And I know the best season of Sam Darnold's career. Our producer Chris brought up a point. He's like, oh, man, you never know. You know, he could turn into a pumpkin. You know, Hickey. No, not Hickey. I'm so used to calling Hickey Chris. Now, that's what happened in Cinderella. If she wasn't home by midnight, the carriage would turn to a pumpkin and she would turn into a bum. It's something like that. Okay. Okay.
The Ryan Hickey Show.
I have to go ahead and find the, Hickey. Hickey will be back with us on Monday. I have to go ahead and find the trailer for Cinderella, if such thing exists. Ultimately, Sam Darnold would be better served and best served by sticking around in Minnesota. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, I will say this. The quarterback carousel has gotten interesting. Sam Darnold doesn't have to stay. There's some other QBs who have some decisions to make. Where does Justin Fields go? Does Justin Fields stick around and stay in Pittsburgh? he's certainly going to cost less than his former teammate, Russell Wilson. Where does Russell Wilson go to start? That's another interesting question. Is Russell Wilson going back to Seattle? I highly doubt it. And if you're Russell Wilson at this point, what jobs are available that you would go out there and take to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Russell Wilson has to be like, man, my best options are pretty much gone. Raiders have a quarterback now. Russell Wilson might be itching to return to the Steelers. Tennessee Titans, what, Russell Wilson doesn't want to go there. They got the number one pick, and why would they do such a thing? Is Russell Wilson going to be a New York Giant? I don't know about that crap. Oh, my God.
That's what I was going to say.
Russell Wilson, what, just to say he played in New York?
Nah, because they got a Brian Daboll, and they, you know, if they are going to trade up for Cam Ward, there's your mentor.
Oh, okay. The pickings are slim right now, specifically for Russell Wilson. The pickings are slim, and then there's another guy out here. This other guy's name is Aaron Rodgers. Now, whether or not he stays, well, let me say this, whether he stays in New York or whether he retires, whether he stays in the NFL and he retires, this is crazy. Talk about Russell Wilson to the New York Giants. There's talk already of Aaron Rodgers staying in New Jersey, staying in New York, and signing with the Giants. You got to be kidding me. You have to be. Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. The New York Giants cannot be that damn desperate. Oh, maybe they could be. To say, let's bring in and let's join the Aaron Rodgers train. They only have to drive 3 miles to the New York Jets just to see what took place. The Jets brought Aaron Rodgers in because they're desperate. Well, they were desperate, and the New York Jets paid the price. The New York Giants might be even more desperate given the fact that their general manager, Joe Shane, their head coach, Brian Daboll, they're lame ducks. Like, they got to turn things around. But if you're the owner of the New York Giants, if you're John Mara, how could you possibly look at this situation and go, yeah, Aaron Rodgers would be a fix for us? For what? For how long? I like to babysit somebody for you guys, I guess. This is just a sad situation. Russell Wilson has to end up being a starting quarterback somewhere. And then Aaron Rodgers, I'm assuming he's going to want to continue his career as well. And speaking of the Aaron Rodgers to the New York Giants story, it ain't a fluke. It's not a hoax. It's not a joke. Daniel Jeremiah was on a Pat McAfee show, and they were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the New York Giants. And apparently, the New York Giants have legitimate interest in Aaron Rodgers. What?
I have not heard the Giants connected with any of the veteran quarterbacks other than Aaron Rodgers. And for a team that feels like, when you look at the situation there with coach and general manager, like, this, there's some urgency here. We need to get ready to go. We need to win right now. So who's the win right now quarterback? It's Aaron Rodgers.
When what right now? Like, when what? Like, babysit? Apparently the New York Giants also are not concerned with Aaron Rodgers, you know, sitting around with Pat McAfee on Tuesdays, collecting an additional $1 million a season. To say what? And what would Aaron Rodgers say for the New York Giants? And if you're Aaron Rodgers, unless you really, really, really want to play football, why would you go play for the New York Giants? I get it. They got Malik Nabers. They got a decent defense up front. They got a young defense. But to actually win something, if Aaron Rodgers stuck around and said, I'm going to play for the New York Giants, then all that crap that we got out of him for the past several years about wanting to play for a winner and, you know, proving people, man, that's crap, man. We know he loves football. He's still doing it at 41 years old. I guess there's not enough drugs left in the woods to persuade him to stay away from the football field. The New York Giants do have Malik Nabers. But realistically, when you look at the rest of the offense outside of that, I mean, they've drafted players over the past few years that I have to go, when is that guy going to see the ball? Darius Slayton is a free agent. There's no thought that he's going to come back. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, he realistically might have to quit. New York Giants, Aaron Rodgers, New York Giants, they learned from what the Jets did. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jordan is here from Texas. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jordan?
Yeehaw. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. What part of Texas you calling from?
Well, northeast, a little area called Texarkana, right on the border of Arkansas and Texas.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, good. Well, I'm actually, I'm born and raised up in the little north of Seattle, Washington. And so grew a big fan up there and still carried down here, although I've adopted the Cowboys. Don't hold it against me. But my Seahawks finally got rid of Geno. And I've been telling my buddies for years he was only a Band-Aid. He wasn't going to be the one to take us very far at all. And we hadn't been doing anything. So now let's go get Aaron Rodgers. DK, JSN, just nothing to lose and everything to prove. Just throw the ball. Let him throw the ball.
Yeah, but
anyway,
DK still wants to leave too. Come on now, Jordan.
Not now.
You think they're just gonna pay him money?
They're gonna bring in somebody, a big name, and DK's gonna want to stay and win because number nine's still running back there with the great Charbonnet behind him. So Seattle's primed to win. We need a leader. I'm gonna listen. I appreciate it.
Do what you gotta do, Jordan. Thank you for being safe. We all appreciate that. I know somebody listening to me right now is driving like a maniac. Please don't do that. Not on a Friday. You think about the other people on the road with you. There's a lady with a baby right next to you just trying to get home from the doctor's appointment. Of course she is. But anyway. DK Metcalf still wants to get paid. And who the hell is this big name quarterback that they're bringing in? You think, hey, if we say we're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to play in Seattle, that's going to make DK Metcalf want to stick around? I don't think so. What will make DK Metcalf want to stick around is getting paid $30 million a year. I don't think Seattle is going to do that and bring in Aaron Rodgers to be a pain in the ass. It's really that simple. It's kind of wild how you think about how many spots have now closed up in free agency when it comes to quarterbacks. Like, there was this whole hubbub, and it was much to do about nothing as it relates to Matthew Stafford. Oh, he wants $50 million a year. Oh, he's not going to get $50 million from the Rams. Oh, let him talk to the Giants. Let him talk to the Raiders. What exactly did that amount to? Nothing. He stuck around and got himself a brand new deal. Dallas Cowboys have their quarterback, just did a restructure with Dak Prescott, who's making $60 million a season. Everybody in the NFC West, including the Rams, who I just mentioned, they have their QB. Everybody in the NFC North has a quarterback. I'm including the Minnesota Vikings, even though J.J. McCarthy, they'll find a veteran. Chicago Bears got their guy. Everybody in the NFC South has a quarterback, including the Saints, who said they're sticking with Derek Carr. The Falcons have two quarterbacks, damn it, including that upset Kirk Cousins. And then we take a look at the AFC. Bills don't need a quarterback. Dolphins don't need one. Jets don't need a quarterback. Well, Jets need Jesus. That's what they need. Patriots sure as hell don't need a quarterback. Chiefs don't need one. Chargers don't need one. The Broncos don't need one. The Raiders just got one. The Ravens don't need one. Steelers have an option of two. Is Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers? Still a possibility. That door hasn't closed. Bengals don't need one. Browns will get one in the draft. Texans don't need one. The Colts will look for a quarterback to compete against Anthony Richardson. Is Russell Wilson going to the Indianapolis Colts? He might have to. Jaguars don't need one, and the Tennessee Titans, well, you know what? We'll talk about the Tennessee Titans because they're clearing out cap space. They have the number one overall pick. They have made some of the worst decisions across the NFL for the better part of a year now, getting rid of their GM and their top flight head coach in Mike Vrabel. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a chat with someone who's covered the Titans. He's out of Nashville. His name is Joe Rexroad. He covers all things NFL and college football for The Athletic. I'm going to get his thoughts on the Tennessee Titans, what they should do, how they can build towards the future, because God knows the Tennessee Titans have a lot of question marks all over the place. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, a conversation with Joe Rexroad to talk NFL draft, college, and the Titans. So don't move. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much going on in the NFL. We got guys getting traded like Geno Smith. We got guys who won out like Kirk Cousins and Myles Garrett. And of course, we're still more than a month away from the NFL draft, where the Tennessee Titans have the first pick overall. To talk about some of the things that are taking place in the NFL, what the heck is going on with the Titans, what's their thought process, and what we could look forward to next month is someone who keeps up with college football across the country. He keeps up with the Titans based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Joining us right now is Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, JR. How are you?
I'm very well. I appreciate the time. You joining us at a very busy time in the NFL, huh?
No doubt. Yeah, the Geno news pops today, and I love that for the Raiders. I do. I kind of like the, you know, the Pete Carroll Geno reunion, and now I'm very intrigued. You know, I wonder what Seattle is going to do at QB. Maybe that's the Sam Darnold landing spot, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Sam is going to have to figure out, I guess, does he want to take the money? Does he want to stick with somewhere familiar? So we got a lot of questions in the NFL right now. I don't think there's any bigger question in next month in Green Bay than what the Tennessee Titans do with that number one overall pick. What are your thoughts? I know you keep up with everything in college as well as the Titans. What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to trade out. Are they going to take a QB? What are you thinking?
You know, I've been pretty convinced that they do not want to take one of these quarterbacks and that they want to trade out and they want to get the best possible, you know, obviously they need picks badly. The roster is in very bad shape.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is somewhat reminiscent of 9 years ago, John Robinson came in as the new general manager and Jared Goff was the clear top QB, you know, in that draft. And the Rams gave the Titans a ton of picks to move up to one, and it really helped build that led to Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard, and other good players that they end up building a really nice era of teams with. So, yeah, I think I've been convinced that that's been their mindset, but I'm less convinced now. And you know, I mean, some of this is I think you have to do your due diligence, and they are. But having Cam Ward in, I think he's actually in town now. Shedeur Sanders due in, I believe, Sunday, you know, so they're and they're also having Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, you know, the other guys that they could get at the top of the draft in. So they're gonna do their homework, and I do feel like there's a possibility that they stick there, take a quarterback. I think ideally, you know, the Giants really want Cam Ward, and the Giants move up from three, and they're convinced that they need to move up from three, which part of that could be also what they think the Browns might do. And then the Titans could still get a Hunter or a Carter and then add to their picks. But then the question would be, of course, then who the heck is playing quarterback for them next year? Because, you know, I don't think Will Levis is a realistic option to get another year to start.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Joe Rexroad is joining us from The Athletic. What's the deal with Will Levis? We saw all the turnovers, and I mean, Brian Callahan looked like he wanted to pull out every strand of hair in his head. It doesn't matter if they take a QB, it doesn't matter if they trade out of the spot. Will Levis is not going to be the starter later this year. You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think the most likely scenario where he, you know, of course, he's under contract. He's under his rookie deal, second round pick. I think the most likely scenario where he is on the roster and may start is if, you know, they do go with a rookie. And so then it's like, okay, well, the rookie can compete with Will. And, you know, maybe that Levis is, you know, obviously a year in Callahan's system. You could see Levis winning that job maybe in camp if they actually do a split reps thing. And then, you know, at some point probably being replaced. But, yeah, I think last year, you know, there was a fair amount of excitement about Levis after what he did in the second half of the 2023 season. But you just saw – and, look, the conditions have been bad for him. So you have to be fair. I mean, they've had some of the worst offensive line play in the NFL the last couple of years. And, you know, Calvin really kind of got going last year, but it's not like he has great – targets around him either. Mm-hmm. But he just, you mentioned the turnovers, JR, but also just a little late, you know, and a little bit missing some throws that you just have to have every time. He has a huge arm, very good athlete, and, you know, he's a tough-minded, you know, I think he's a good leader and all that stuff, but, you know, you gotta be able to get that ball on time and on target over and over again. And I think what we saw last year is it's just too many throws get away from him. You add that in with sort of every once in a while, I guess, you know, whatever you want to call it, a little bit of hero ball, where it's like, you know what, you just eat that one. You know, don't try to flip it to somebody underhanded. And I think that eventually the Titans kind of ran out of patience. And, yeah, I don't think he's a serious part of their future.
And Joe Rexroad is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show Coast to Coast. I know you keep up very in-depth with the college game as well. And we know with the number one overall pick, we have a prospect who's unique in that he can play offense and defense. That's Travis Hunter. How do you think his transition will be from college to the NFL, given the workload? And what do you think the best team is to grab him? Do you think Tennessee Titans fans would even embrace him with open arms, or is that too much of a reach, given everything they need?
Yeah, I know some fans definitely are like, well, the corner is like our best position, you know, and of course that's like a Legarius Sneed needs to play next year and Chidobe Awuzie, and they have depth. They have some good players there. But look, for me, if I had the number one pick, I'm running to the podium, I'm drafting him, and I'm thrilled. And wow. I'm playing him at cornerback. I think he's going to be one of the great cornerbacks. I really do. I think he's that level of cornerback prospect. I understand what people say about, you know, he didn't play a ton of man at Colorado. I just watching him, I think the change of direction, the anticipation of ball skills, I think he's going to be an all-timer. And I also, the whole idea that he could really be involved in an offense is fascinating. Man, that's just, my thing with that, you know, it's like you play enough snaps in this league, you are going to get hurt, right? Like, yeah, it's just, yeah. So I'm skeptical, but I certainly would give him some stuff in an offense and try to, you know, get some big plays going with him. But yeah, you know, look, I think ultimately Titans fans, they need great players. They really don't have great players anymore. You know, Derrick Henry moving on to Baltimore, Jeffrey Simmons getting a little older now, and they need great football players. So there may be some skepticism at first, and I know some teams like him better as a receiver, and so you know, look, I'm not saying he couldn't be great if he was a devoted receiver, and I understand it seems like he would prefer that. I don't blame him. I'd probably rather play receiver too, you know?
Yeah,
you're going to make more money, you can score touchdowns. What's
right.
That?
I said they pay more money, that's right.
Yeah, but I can't wait. Wherever he goes, I think he'll fit. I think he's just going to be a great football player. I do. I think he's... You know, I think he was the right winner of the Heisman, and I think he's just going to be great. But I think that corner is where I think he could be one of those guys that you talk about, like you talk about, you know, Deion, and you talk about Charles Woodson and guys like that.
Well, you talk about Deion. I feel like over the past week, especially since the combine, we've heard everything under the sun about his son, Shador. He didn't take this seriously, and this is that, and I've heard positive things, and we know at this time of year things can get rather interesting when it comes to the stories about prospects, whether it's being leaked on purpose and what have you. What is your evaluation of what we saw from his progression from Jackson State to Colorado, what we might see in the league, and where he might land?
Yeah, well, first of all, to your point on all the stuff, yeah, like I haven't heard anything that's really that compelling. Like, you know, I guess I heard wasn't that interested in what a team thought of him and stuff like that. Is like, that's just, I don't know, it seems kind of weird. I think back to Will Levis a couple of years ago. There was a lot of stuff about him. Some people just didn't like him, and that's fine. So, you know, sometimes teams don't like people, but I do think that he, because of his dad, I think that there's a preconceived notion with him. And so, you know, I think that probably hurts him with some teams. And I know some teams, I guess, think that it's going to be like a potential distraction. I can't imagine an NFL franchise being that bothered if, like, Deion Sanders at his press conference, you know, says, yeah, they need to give Shadur a better protection. Okay, fine. I mean, what is that really going to be, like, some big distraction in your locker room? I think that's overrated. But I will tell you, JR, he's my favorite quarterback in this class.
Wow.
If I was drafting a quarterback, it would be him. And it's because fast processing and accuracy, there's nothing more important. You know, again, talking about Will Levis, huge arm, great athlete, but, you know, are you getting the ball there every time over and over again? And that's what Shadur does. And you know, you look at the protection he didn't get at Colorado. I don't know if people realize how bad that offensive line was, but it was bad. And, you know, he had good receivers, you know, Hunter among them, and some other good receivers, too. I mean, Will Shepard is a good player, but I really was impressed with him, really impressed. I watched a lot of Colorado, and I think he's got it. I do. And I think it's going to be fascinating because I could absolutely – I know some people, you know, other reporters who cover the NFL who think that's really possible. Like, Cleveland could be perfect for him. So, you know, go number two to Cleveland. There was some talk of the Raiders. I think we can probably – and then, although, I guess, you know,
yeah.
Gino's 34, so – yeah,
he'll be 35.
But I also, like, if I get Gino now, I think I'm using that pick to probably give him help, right? Like, you've kind of said, like, okay, it's a little bit of a shorter window. I don't know. That'll be interesting. But I can see Shadur being a guy who falls, you know. I think it seems like the consensus from a lot of – personnel people is that, like, Cam Ward is the more, you know, coveted prospect. I can see Cam Ward. I look at it this way. Cam Ward, to me, I could buy higher ceiling. I think definitely higher floor with Shadur. And so I would go with the more known commodity who I think is going to be a good quarterback. Cam Ward, if he puts it all together, he could be ridiculous, you know. But also, like, if you watched him, you know, there's sometimes it's like, it, kind of like Will Levis, where it's like, man, are you going to throw across your body like that, you know, jumping out of bounds in the NFL? That doesn't work in the NFL.
Or trying to throw like Superman. I just leave that to Patrick Mahomes. Hey, Joe, let me ask you this. We know about the top prospects. Is there a particular player that you've watched over the past couple of years that you think is going to get an impact player that is not getting attention?
Well, I'll tell you a player who I think has fallen, who I think has gotten some negative attention, and someone is gonna hit the jackpot. That's James Pierce from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. This is another prospect where, you know, there's some, character concerns, very vague term. I don't know of anything that's really a concern, like any bad behavior, but, you know, there was talk of that, and now you see some mock drafts where people don't have him in the first round. A year ago, I think right after this draft, I think there were some mock drafts that had him going one overall. He didn't have huge production for Tennessee this year, but, you know, teams doubled him and tripled him, too. That he is going to be a problem in the NFL. And, you know, what's going to happen here is, like, the Eagles are going to get him, right? Chiefs are going to get him. Yeah, and he's going to come out and get a dozen sacks as a rookie. But that's a guy – it's a good edge class. You know, a lot of guys, I think, who can be good players. But, man, if James Pierce Jr. goes, late first or in the second round, that is going to be, to me, a steal for someone.
Well, Joe, it's the time of year. We're looking at a bunch of spring games. We got teams that are eliminating spring games. We got Nebraska out here getting ready to run – I don't even know. Just mini games. Are we done with spring games? Is it legitimate that teams will get or guys will get snatched up from the portal? So now we have to kill it off.
Yeah, I know that's what Matt Rhule said, and I've heard some other coaches have said that, you know, and then some other coaches are like, yeah, I don't think that's a, you know, they got film. They're, you know, I mean, I know, like, you can look at some young guys who you don't really have a lot of film on, I guess. I don't know. I mean, frankly, I hate spring football, so I'm fine with it. You know? Because, like, it's so rare now that you even get an actual game. Like, most teams don't have enough offensive linemen, right, to really – so you can do some scrimmaging, like one's D versus, you know, one's D versus one's O, stuff like that. You know, at some places, there's still a big event. You know, like Ohio State, it's still a big deal. You know, they're packed the place or close to it for a spring game. So, look, if you got something like that and it can be a moneymaker for you, great. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to become like a big trend, but at some places it really is. Like, it's almost pointless to do it anyway.
Oh, the final question for you, Joe. We got Joe Rexroll joining us from The Athletic. We know Bill Belichick, he just started his first practices. What do you expect this upcoming season? What do you think is going to happen into the future? Is it too soon to even think about? What are your thoughts on Belichick at UNC?
Man, this is probably a cop-out answer. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't think it's going to be great. I could see it being good. And I think there's obviously some cachet there, and they are certainly investing, and you have to do that. And so they've gone about the right way with, like, look, I mean, you know, this has got to be major investment in NIL and everything if this is going to work. And they're trying, you know, they're calling it the 33rd team and trying to run it like a pro franchise. You know, it's interesting in North Carolina too, because they're never at North Carolina going to settle for their basketball program not having the best of all things, right? Yeah. So at time, is there going to be a resource battle there at some point? But I think he'll be good. I just don't know that it'll be great. You know, like, is he going to be like contend for a national championship? But, you know, the 12th team, and, you know, if we go up to 14, 16, whatever it is, the one thing about that is, you know, I mean, you can be a very good team. You can lose three games potentially and still, you know, and still get into the playoffs. So it's going to be just fascinating. But I don't know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has ventured into the great unknown. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow all of your work on the college side? You cover it all, Joe. Fill us in.
Yeah, well, at Joe Rexroll on Twitter, and theathletic.com, and lots of different stuff. Doing a lot of hoops now with March Madness coming up, and yeah. So no, really, thanks for having me, JR. It was a great conversation. Thanks so much.
A pleasure. We'll be chatting with you on down the line, Joe. Have a good weekend. All right.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
No doubt about it. That Joe Rexroll covers all things college basketball and football in Tennessee. Joining us from The Athletic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hey, we just talked about these spring games. I'm going to give you a little bit more details as to what Nebraska has going on. Of course, I'll take your calls on this big trade that took place between Seattle and the Raiders. And we haven't gotten into this yet, that whole kerfuffle between Stephen A. Smith and LeBron James. And then Draymond Green said something dumb as well. We got more football and basketball and college, and we got it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, thank you all so much to our guest in the last break. Joe Rexroll for joining us from The Athletic to talk about everything Tennessee Titans, to talk about everything college football. And we're gonna talk some more football in a second. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You just heard Dale Earnhardt Jr. And this is a good opportunity to tell you that this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. The Cup Series rolls along in Phoenix this weekend. Christopher Bell and Williams Byron look to lock up another win in Phoenix. But keep in mind, this race will allow drivers to have an option tire. It's just another way to keep things interesting. This NASCAR race preview sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Marty is here from New York. Hey, Marty, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, man?
Yes, good evening, JR. You know, being a longtime football Giants fan, I'd like to ask you, with the free agency coming up next week, who do you think would be the best candidate for the Giants as far as the bridge veteran quarterback for them to sign?
Russell Wilson.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you. Yeah.
Why in the blue? Yeah, what is it? Big blue? Why in the big blue hell would I want to bring on Aaron Rodgers? Like, why would I do that?
100% in agreement. I think he's a diva. I think he's seen his better days. He can't move. He's not mobile. And the Giants still have a lot of work to do with that offensive line. And Russell Wilson, not saying that he can move as well as he used to, but I still think he would be a better option.
I do. But here's something else that I believe. If Aaron Rodgers didn't come with all of the drama, if he didn't come with the media interviews, if he didn't come with throwing people under the bus, if he didn't come with the, you know, the arrogance and the insecurities and the combination of it all, I would actually, and granted, given his age, I would still prefer just straight football. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson. But it's everything else that comes with Aaron Rodgers that would make me say, yeah, sure. Russell Wilson runs around. He reminds me of a phony. He's going to say the right things in a press conference, but at least he's showing up. Now, God forbid his season ends like it just ended with Pittsburgh with a big old thud and flat. But that's the worst of it. I could not deal with the Aaron Rodgers. He's a soap opera at this stage of his career. He can't help himself, so that's why I'd avoid him. But I still think he can play. I think he, especially coming off of the injury, I don't think he's done. Is he the same player he was years ago? Of course not. I just can't deal with all other stuff.
Yeah, and obviously Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, they have enough on their plate trying to get this team back on the right track without having to deal with his excess baggage. So I'm 100% agreement as far as that goes.
And also, let's think about this. John Mara, who's the owner of the New York Giants, I feel like most of the country has been exposed to him through that episode of Hard Knocks last year, where he pretty much was saying how much he wanted to keep Saquon around. He's the franchise. He'd be sad if he left. And I think he understood, you know, what was going on. And, hey, it could have happened, and it did. So I don't think he was, you know, crying himself to sleep. I don't think that John Mara, knowing how typically conservative he is, and the Giants brand is conservative, I don't see him saying, oh, my God, I want to have Aaron Rodgers in this uniform. I don't see Mara saying that. I don't, or seeing it. I can't.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. They just need a guy come in. I mean, maybe something similar to what happened years back when they signed Kurt Warner.
Oh, my God.
And he played nine games. And he was like a bridge to Eli. And he mentored Eli.
Yeah,
and Kurt Warner, he really accepted his role with the Giants. I mean, he really showed a lot that year.
Yeah, he had won a Super Bowl already, and at that point, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if Russell Wilson would take that role on, but he may have no choice. I mean, maybe Russell Wilson is screaming and kicking to go back to Pittsburgh at this point. Maybe he'd take pennies on the dollar to do so. This trade, and thank you, Marty, for calling from New York, this trade of Geno Smith from Seattle to Las Vegas has really changed a lot in the NFL. And where guys go, there aren't as many open spots. There's less room for all the musical chairs and whatnot. It's wild. I out of all the quarterbacks who are remaining, and I guess there's not that many, Sam Darnold has to make a decision. Russell Wilson, and think about this. Isn't it kind of crazy to say? Sam Darnold is in a better spot right now as a free agent quarterback than Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Like, think about that for a minute. If I would have told you this, let's just say, 5 years ago, you go, what? And maybe an age probably has everything to do with it. In what world would that have ever been the case? Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson are free agents. And Sam Darnold is in a better spot. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I did mention to you, and I had the same thing with Joe Rexroad as we had that talk with him last hour, or not last hour, about 20 minutes ago from The Athletic, about how Matt Rhule has switched things up. There is no spring game for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They are moving to what he is calling a skills competition. No spring game. And his excuse about a month ago was, well, we don't want to showcase our players for people to steal them. And so for the first time since 1950, there will be no spring game in Nebraska. They're going to have 7-on-7 games, and fans can come in and spend $5 and $10, $10 for adults, $1 for students, so everybody can get drunk for the day. Who cares whether they're playing a scrimmage or they're seeing who's the fastest guy on the team? Who cares? Man, we got G-Day here in Georgia with the Athens, well, not the Athens, but the Georgia Bulldogs out in Athens. And I show up for the food, man. I ain't think about them playing nothing. I do not care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to talk about all the wonderful things that have taken place today and the past. And oh, yeah, I didn't forget. We're going to talk about this beef between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith. We'll do that before we leave. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.